This is Dakota Datebook for October 14th. On this date in 1915, North Dakotans learned that a familiar face was once again in trouble with the law. The Ward County Independent informed readers that J.J. King was back in custody after a short taste of freedom. He had recently been released from the penitentiary after doing time for stealing a wagon and team in Donnybrook and taking it to Canada. After the latest arrest, the newspaper declared that only a miracle could save King from spending more time behind bars. King and two young men had been arrested for a bold burglary. They were charged with stealing $800 worth of goods from a store in Coteau, as well as a team of horses and a brand new wagon. Sheriff Heath of Burke County and Deputy Ed Drinkwater were quickly on the case. They tracked the thieves for several days and found them in Minot. They saw the younger boy riding one of the horses and leading the other. As soon as he was arrested, the boy told the sheriff where the other two burglars were. They had rented a barn on the edge of town where they kept the horses and wagon. When he was arrested, King made a full confession. He said he had sold all the stolen merchandise to W.N. Johnson, who ran a small restaurant. The police chief and an officer went to the restaurant and recovered the goods. Johnson said he thought King was a merchant from the western part of the state. A search of the property turned up stolen items that had been hidden away. Johnson was arrested for buying stolen property. King entered a guilty plea and was sentenced to 5 years in a penitentiary. The older accomplice was sentenced to a year in prison, and the younger boy was sent to the reform school. But that wasn't the end of King's story. He escaped from prison in June the following year. He was tracked down and recaptured, then escaped again in July. This time, a reward was offered for information leading to his arrest. He was recaptured near Oaks and served the rest of his sentence for the burglary. He was also sentenced to an additional 4 years for each of his jailbreaks. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Carol Butcher. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.